And what's another word you could use besides mustn't? To express the idea it's not right.
Read the sentence again.
If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say he
shouldn't.
Okay. If I ask you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yes, what, do it?
Might.
Would you ever say I might could do it or I might could
no,
do it?
No, I wouldn't.
What's another way to say came close to doing something? You might say, I slipped and I didn't quite fall down, but
I nearly.
Now the next part is the part where there'll be one word that I'll try to get you to say for each question.
Mm-hmm.
A penny is
1 cent.
And a dime is?
10 cents.
If somebody moved into a house in 1960, you'd say, he's lived there ever, what, 1960?
Since.
On December the 25th, you say, what Christmas?
Merry.
A weenie in a roll with ketchup and mustard is a
hot dog.
Jesus' mother was named
Mary.
Our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
After a man caught cold, his voice got like this. He got very
hoarse.
If you want to send a message to someone, you get a pen and a piece of paper and
an envelope.
Yeah, and what do? You
write.
On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in the car and go for a
drive.
Or a if he was just let me see how am I gonna get to this word. If he was just you might say before he left, oh, I'm just gonna go for a little Tomasad's drive. Oh, how about this? The Lone Ranger gets on his horse and does what? Does what off into the sunset?
Gallop? You don't get
well, I mean to get in a vehicle or on something and go from one place to another. Well, what does a person do on a horse?
Rides.
Okay, and a cowboy rides on a
horse.
Okay. The parts of a tree that are under the ground are its
roots.
You strike a match to start a
fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is
soot.
Milk comes from a
carton.
Yeah.
Oh, cow. That sounds like one of my first graders because they don't even know what a cow looks like, some of them.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They have some cows in the Atlanta Zoo, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, well, because we are rich in dairy farms around this area, you know, but so often the children don't see them because they're back, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they tell you every time it comes from a carton or a bottle, you know.
Yeah. If a merchant wants to buy a number of items instead of just one item, he will buy in
quantity.
Yeah, and what's another way to say that?
Gross.
Yeah, and what's a word that begins with B?
A bushel? You mean
yeah.
Now?
Oh, but there's another term that means to buy in quantity.
A merchant.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a merchant?
Well, let me see. I'm not really too familiar with this term myself. That's why I have a hard time getting to it. Let me try it this way.